Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it
the body punches? I was hitting with body punches. I heard him as he was crying in there.
When did that happen?
BoxingVoice.com.
Team like he's a C-plus fighter. I'm
going to
dominate. I'm
going to dominate. I'm talking about punishing. We're going to punish you for 12 rounds. Either the referee says you had enough, or you can say you had enough. You can stay your ass there all night until you ain't had enough.
Man, I feel I'm the best in the sport. And to be the best, you got to beat the best. And all I did was beat opponents. I worked my way from the bottom to the top. I won a title by beating top competition and top fighters. This guy was
the champion.
Do you feel that you're the best super middleweight right now?
He can bring the pressure. He can box. I'm a true champion. I'm willing to go to his turf in Atlantic City. I'm going to step on him. I'm going to crush him. Y'all can mark my word to this. I'm going to crush him. He's a C-plus fighter. I'm an A-plus fighter. Come Saturday night next week, all the fans tune in because I'm going to dominate. This guy is flat-footed. He swing wild. I'm not worried about who his trainer is because his trainer can't get in there and fight for him.
BoxingVoice.com. BoxingVoice.com.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Today is previews and prediction day, so we'll be going over all this weekend's fights right here on the Boxing Voice Radio. Remember, if you want to give your prediction, remember that Tyrone is listening, and he's writing down everyone's predictions. So Sunday, don't forget to ask for your crow if you get it wrong, okay? Because we going to call Tyrone and ask him, who the fuck you pick? Did you get it right? Can you celebrate? Or, you know what I'm saying? Do you got to eat a nice serving of crow? And there are a lot of fights to discuss this week. So for all you hardcores, this is the spot to be. There's certainly a lot of fights for us to talk about that are going to be taking place this weekend. For my betting team, you already made money on the November 1st Plant City, Florida, Pro Box TV. But get ready. The betting show is already scheduled for tomorrow at 10 a.m., 10:45 a.m. And we're going to have another one. And there's some things out there. There's certainly some things out there to make some money on, man. But salute to everybody that is joining me here on YouTube.com. If you haven't already subscribed, go ahead and do so. This is our second episode of the day. And guess what? We do this every day, twice a day, talk boxing all the time. I got to see a lot of people sparring this week, bro. We gonna make some money. We gonna make some money. I mean, I already said on Twitter that I seen Brandon Figueroa, but that's only one of many. Only one of many. One of many. I cannot wait for the December 9th card. And I ain't talking about Devin Haney. I'm telling you right now, I'm not talking about Devin Haney because I'm here with Cha when Haney's in the gym. Danny's the one that's always with him. What I got to see definitely pertains to that December 9th, but not Devin Haney. And I see something like Mikey Garcia. I see something. So we might make some money on that day, man. But we are here to preview and predict all this weekend's fights, starting with, obviously, the card out in Monte Carlo. I'm not going to touch on the El Paso, Texas card. I don't really know anyone on that card. I don't know anybody on that card. I feel like maybe I know Stephanie Hahn, but I'm not even sure. We're going to start off with the November 4th Monte Carlo card out in Monte Carlo. The Zone will be putting it on. It's going to be Joe Cordina versus Edward Vasquez. 12-round fight for Cordina's IBF lightweight title. Cordina, decent fighter, world champion. Been showing his mettle for some time now. 16-0, 9 KOs. This is a guy that, you know, we thought was going to unify with Shakur. There was a bit of back and forth, and nothing came from it. His biggest win for me has to be Rakhimov. Rakhimov is definitely a difficult fighter for anyone. He's the only one to actually beat him. Rakhimov got a draw with Joseph Diaz that many believe he should have won. He also beat Zelfa Barrett. Rakhimov, tough fighter. For sure. Beat Robinson Castellano. You know, he's got a couple little wins under his belt and gave a tough out for Jojo Diaz, the 2012 former Olympian and former IBF champion. And he was scheduled for a rematch. I don't know what happened. I think Jojo, you know, got hurt. Not sure. But Cordina took him on and, you know, the fight wasn't that close. It was 116, 111, 112, 115, 113, 114, which is your closest scorecard, you know. Now Cordina is going to be stepping into the ring with Edward Vasquez, which is a common opponent with his DAZN and Matchroom stablemate, Raymond Savage Ford. Now, Raymond Ford, obviously, you know, he isn't on that level of Joe Cordina, but he is in title contention, right? So he fought Edward Vasquez back in February of 2022, almost more than a year ago. That being said, that was just one of the wins in his career. After that, he's had three straight wins since then. The last one being Jesse Magdaleno. It was a good fight. The fight cannot be found on DAZN. I checked it, looked it up as Raymond Ford, looked it up as Ford versus Vasquez, looked it up as Edward Vasquez. There's a lot of Edward Vasquez associated content, but definitely not the fight. So all that we have is YouTube highlights of the fight via DAZN. So it's actually good highlights, but not everything that you need. That being said, those highlights certainly show that Raymond Savage Ford had a difficult time with Vasquez. So it's going to be interesting to see what Cordina does with Vasquez because, you know, Raymond only has 50% knockout ratio where Cordina has even, Vasquez has even less at 20%. And Cordina has 56%. So we'll see. Is he able to establish his power? And is he going to be able to do better than Raymond Ford? He should, because he's a world champion taking on Vasquez, where Ford was just a up-and-coming prospect at the time. But if you're on YouTube, don't forget to hit the thumbs up. The number to call if you want to preview or predict any of this weekend's fights is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time to voice your opinion. Twitter Spaces and Discord is available. Also, on that undercard, I'm interested in the Suleiman Kiskosko fight with Isaias Lucero. I'm following Suleiman because he got the win over Thulani Mbenge, who, you know, I was a fan of. And, you know, I was certainly promoting around these parts when he was at welterweight with that IBO. And, you know, this is going to sound crazy now, but I'm talking a long time ago when Crawford needed opponents. I was throwing Thulani's name out there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Obviously, since then, Thulani moved up 254 to face Suleiman. Suleiman obviously got the win, 12 rounds, as you can see here on BoxRec, but he hasn't fought since then. He's been out the ring. I watched a few interviews. He's had some injuries, you know, but I'm interested in this guy because he beat my guy, and that's how you guys should be as boxing fans, you know? You're rooting for a guy. He doesn't win. You don't just throw away your guy and not get behind the guy that beat your guy. You certainly still rock out with your guy, and you certainly follow the one that beat your mans. You know what I mean? That being said, on the undercard is a very good fight. It's the rematch, Julissa Guzman versus Ramila Ali. It's actually quite surprising. Ramila Ali is going straight back into this fight. There was a title on the line, so I'm assuming it's the rematch clause that she, you know, it's like if you walk away, you leave your belt, and everybody knows. But Lord, that was a tough fight. I mean, that was a tough fight. Credit to Ramila Ali for getting back in there, and let me just go ahead and show you the face off. Like, she's getting in there with the female version of Marcos Maidana, but that's disrespectful because this girl's Mexican. So let's say she's getting in there with the female version of Margarito. And Ramila, you know, trying to keep a straight face. Look at this. She puts the fist right in her face. Look at Ramila, like, I'm not gonna let you bring me down to you. And look at her. She's got that crazy cynical look, like, yeah, I'm going to kick your ass. Now, look, now she puts her forehead inches away, centimeters. Now, look, now she leans it on Ramila, and they had to grab her away. You know what I mean? Like, this girl means business. Let me tell you, I watched this fight originally. At first, I thought I didn't. Going back to rewatch it on DAZN, which it is still there and available on the D-Man. Lord, this was a good fight start to finish. You know, Ramila did very well boxing. The question is her chin going to hold up? What was interesting was that in that fight, Guzman was so smart that she gave Ramila bits and pieces of her, meaning, you know, she didn't even introduce that left hook till like fourth round, maybe the third. Before that, it was all right hands clocking Ramila. I don't know, again, how Ramila gets out of this fight without being stopped. Guzman said in the press conference that she plans on stopping her before 8. But she definitely plans on getting the stoppage again. But, you know, so I'm really tuned into that DAZN card. Don't mind it at all. I'm going to have to check the time. Let me see if they sent me anything in the email in reference to the time of that fight, because that's probably the biggest issue. It'll be Friday, November 3rd. No, that's the weigh-in. Fuck. No, this press release does not have the time. But let me check my DAZN and just see, because that'll be here on Pacific Standard Time. Because they usually have, like, the fight just waiting. Yeah, so it's don't miss. It'll be November 4th. And it looks like Saturday at 12 p.m. it starts. And that's Pacific Standard Time. But that, I wonder if that's before the bell, or is that the actual fucking card and there's a before the bell even earlier than that? I know my guy Alex will help me find out the actual running time for this, but my DAZN says 12 p.m., which seems very early for... But it's only three fights. Still seems early. I don't know. Whatever. Better for us, because there's a lot more boxing on that day. So the sooner we could get done with the DAZN card, the more time we have to eat, do some errands, and get on the ESPN card, which there might not be none. If you're like me and you want to watch developmental fights, you might not be able to have any time. I mean, you're probably going straight from DAZN to ESPN Plus. And again, if you're like me, you're going to watch the Javier Martinez, Isaiah Wise fight. Why am I pronouncing it in Spanish? No clue. Isaiah Wise fight. I'm invested in Martinez. Obviously, we got friends of the show from Milwaukee. Shout out to OC, my man Adrian, and a few others. Adrian from obviously Old School Boxing. And a few others that, you know, don't really call him, but they're out there. This is their guy. He's from out there. You know, he was with Top Rank. He's certainly still with Split T. So I want to watch him. Charlie Sheehy, I think I watched him once. I mean, I think he's just like this ticket seller. I'm not sure if I'm confusing him with some dude that sounds like Charlie Sheehy that Lou DiBella has that's a ticket seller. Not sure. Lindolfo Delgado, we made money on him. His last fight, let's just double check. I'm pretty sure we picked this fight to go the distance, and it did. Yes, sir. You feel me? You feel me? So we're invested in him. We got to keep watching him, because you never know when we're going to pick him for knockout. You just don't know. It could be this fight. Who knows? So he's going to be taking on Luis Hernandez Ramos in another 8-round fight. I have no clue who Omar Rosario is. No clue. Do I know Antonio Mirales? That sounds... Oh, shit! Oh, shit. That's crazy. Hold on. Let me hit my boy. Damn. Antonio... Wait a minute. Let me Google Antonio, because is this guy? Damn, I hope he's not Robert Garcia's heavyweight. Fuck. Damn. I think this is Robert's heavyweight, right? Ah, fuck, it is, bro. Shit, man. Ain't this a bitch? Is it him? Let me see. Where's Pita? I don't see no Pita in this run picture. Don't know none of these kids. I feel like this is him, I swear. There goes Ellie in there. That's the gym. That's Robert's gym, I'm pretty sure. Fucking hell, bro. Yeah, this is certainly Robert's gym. Damn, this is so unfortunate. Lord. Boy, when it rains, it pours, huh? Fucking hell. Let's see what we got here with this guy. I know he's a punch. Damn, look at that. 8-0, 7 KOs. Fucking hell. He's a puncher. I heard nothing but big things about this guy, but obviously I heard that from Robert, who promotes him. Record doesn't indicate much, but he's at least been fighting here in America. On top rank cards, it looks like. This is Save Mart Pachanga. Save Mart. Yeah, it looks like. Damn, bro. Fucking hell. Skylar Lacey's my guy. He's in trouble. Look, his last fight was 1-0. Ouch. That lack of opposition. Now, he is a Vegas guy. So, can the sparring make up for the lack of opposition? Fucking hell, I don't know. I don't know. Let me hit up Skylar, though. Motherfucker. I haven't seen him, so can't even say how he ain't telling. But these guys should be DMing me. This is crazy, though. That shit crept up on me. Damn. I hate when my guys are in like that. Then I'm fucking, you know, I'm torn right here. Damn. Six rounder, too. This is going to be tough. I'm invested. I don't even think Danny knows this shit. I got to text him.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Guy must be asleep. Moving on. The top ranked card is phenomenal. I mean, that just made it phenomenal for me. First of all, you got Javier Martinez. You got Lindolfo Delgado. Then you got Antonio Mireles versus Skylar Lacey. That's a fight. That's a fight. Believe me when I tell you, they about to be in a fight. Henry LeBron versus William Foster. That's a fight. William Foster's the guy to beat the guy that Shakur's fighting. We got to pay attention. And he's active. He just fought. I'm pretty sure he just beat and we made money on him with Maciel. He just beat Jermell Herron fighter Jose. Yep, there it goes, Maciel Lopez. We made the money on him. Feel me? If you ain't part of my betting show, you a little loser. And, you know, probably broke loser too because you ain't part of the betting show making that money. That money. Nah. But you should join, though. Brandon Moore, he just signed with Top Rank. We had him on the show. He's the stablemate of Lorenzo Medina. You know I'm invested. He's taking on Robert Sims. Let me see if this is. Let me see who this is. I hope this ain't that old dude that's like 40, bro. 44, nah, this ain't him. Okay, who this guy been fighting? Nobody, nobody, nobody. George Arias beat him in 2019. Alright, they gave you somebody decent. Arias beat him by majority decision, so let's see if Brandon Moore can get the knockout. Feel me? He gotta make a name. This dude is no age on his box rec. Moving on. Raymond Murataya is back. He's coming off the knockout to Jeremiah Nakatilia. And you know Nakatilia's in there with my boy, Tito Mercado. All right, let me just show you his little promo. Pride of the Polar Bear. Tito Mercado, let's go. Y'all gonna learn that boy name, bruh. 12-0, taking on Jeremiah Nakatilia. And only reason we bringing him up is because, once again, Murataya just beat Nakatilia. That's his last fight. So, you feel me? My guy 12-0 is like chasing Nakatilia. Look at that. Nakatilia did it when he was 17 and 0. Feel me? So now he's taking on Diego Torres Nunez. Never heard of him, but I'm invested in Nakatilia, so I'm watching. Just like I'm invested in F.A. Ajagba. If you don't know, now you know Joe Goodall is the guy to upset my guy. And this is how it works for me. You upset my guy, I rock out with you. He upset my guy, Stephen Big Shot Shaw. So not only do I want to watch it because of F.A., but now I want to watch it because this is the guy that upset my guy. So I'm into it. Feel me? Then we got on the zone yet again in Costa Rica. We got Jocasta Valle versus Aníbal Ortiz for her belts. Obviously, Valle's IBF and WBO. I'm interested in that fight, invested in that fight. This is a Golden Boy card. I'm invested in Avis Griffin. I've interviewed him. I've actually interviewed him for this fight. You can check it out on our YouTube channel. I watched him spar. He's a tall, long, heavy welterweight. Trains out of the TMT gym, Mayweather's gym, and he spars a lot in Top Rank. I think he's trained with Bullet as well. I'm pretty sure he is with Bullet. That being said, I was invested in this fight from the Rizzy Rip. Who else am I invested? Maricela Cornejo making her probably second fight now at welterweight, or is this her first fight back since her loss to Clarissa? So I'm invested in her. Even though she lost to Clarissa, still invested in her. Let me see, did she get any welterweight fights yet? She did not. So this is going to be her first time getting a welterweight. Let me just show you what she looks like right now, because she's certainly getting to that welterweight.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Look at this. Look at this. This she posted right here. You see it? I ain't even click it. I just want you to see it. Just make sure you're watching. You're watching. You're ready? You're ready? Look at that. Hopefully, the weight, you know, works out for her, because she doesn't have the biggest of wins, right? Like, look, she lost to Clarissa. She did beat Alma, but not by knockout like my girl Jessica. She lost to Franchon, but she went 10 with big Franchon at 68. You know, she did beat Aaron Tuffhill, but Aaron is now, I think, retired and training and just got hired as a matchmaker. She lost to Franchon a second time, but also didn't get stopped. Never heard of Samantha Pill. Isaiah Hernandez, that's actually a good win and a common opponent with Shadeja Green. Green for her, see? And Green could not stop her. I was live at that fight. Let me tell you, this fight, I'm like, listen, girl, you better stop that shit. Get off them fucking ropes. Let me tell you, you're going to lose the next time you fight a Mexican like that. That was a learning curve for Shadeja a long time ago. This girl is the toughest girl. People would laugh at her. She's not body beautiful. She don't got the best record. You know what I'm saying? She's a sleeper fucking fight. Look, no one can stop her. Four knockouts, four losses, no knockouts. Look who she lost to, Green. Look who she lost to, PD popping. Alejandra Jimenez couldn't stop her. I don't know who the fuck Coven is. And Mariciana Conejo obviously couldn't stop her. That girl is fucking super duper 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 tough. Super. Look, she just picked up a win in Colombia. She might be looking for a fight. That's why she went to get a win. Because it looked like she went to Colombia last year after the Green loss. She took 2 years off. Green semi-retired. A shout out to my girl. Then she decided, fuck that. I ain't going to just go out on a loss. Let me go get some wins in Colombia. And now she did, so she might end up getting something bigger. She has 60. She might end up getting something bigger. But who else are we invested in? That's it. That's it. So, you know, end of that night. Now, if you buy in this pay-per-view, I don't know that I am. I rarely ever buy Don King pay-per-views. But there are two good fights. Cassius Chaney, unfortunately, you have to decide whether you think this is a good fight. Cassius Chaney is unretiring for this fight. So is it a paycheck? What's he been doing? Who'd he train with? Because he used to be with Calvin Ford. Then he used to be with Steven Edwards. Then he used to be with Herman Caicedo, the trainer of Luis Ortiz. What has he been doing? Hasn't fought since 2022. Jumping in a 10-rounder. So I don't know. You know what I mean? Like if somebody's giving me their account, and then I watch it. Because I want to see the Makabu fight. Obviously, I've watched a lot of Makabu fights. I don't know who he's fighting, but I think I've heard that name. But Makabu always wins if it ain't the big, big name. Pretty sure he lost to Prescott, though, right? Badu Jack beat him. Tony Bellew. Okay, so it ain't Prescott. I mean, I said Prescott, but I meant Bredis. Meredith Bredis, but I guess not. We'll see, man. I never heard of Noel.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Oh, well, I think so. I think I heard of him through Brandon Glanton interviewing him. I think he's mentioned this guy because of possibly his status, or he had an interim. I don't know. But I never watched him fight. So, again, I'm not like, gonna buy this pay-per-view, just the bottom line. I'm not gonna buy that pay-per-view, but you want to throw me your Fight TV account, I'll watch it and give you my thoughts. Other than that, that's all the fights for this weekend. There aren't any more. Well, there is, right? You got this card in Long Beach. Somehow this card is on Fox Sports Deportes. But I don't know anybody on this card. And somehow it's on Fox Sports Deportes. But I don't know anybody on this card. I mean, I don't even know B-sides. I'm going to screen share in case one of y'all know and be like, yo, that's my cousin Ness. You got to tune in. I never heard of anybody on that card, which is crazy. But it be's like that. You feel me? Then they got another one in Poland, which I'm not tuning into, and another one in France. Then you got Jermell Herring on the 7th, but that's like Tuesday. So don't forget, tomorrow, though, if you can watch, oh, man, it's not even on the schedule. That's crazy. Let me check something. That's strange. It's not on the schedule, but they got a motherfucking betting line for that shit. Yeah, November 3rd. That's so strange. It's a UK fight. I'm shocked it's not on there. Huh. I mean, that's all right. I shouldn't be giving y'all no free advice anyway. That's for my betting show peoples. That's weird, though. It's not on the schedule. It's certainly on the line. I wonder what that means, though. Are they taking it off? Phone lines are open if you want to call in to preview and predict. If not, it's a wrap. Yeah, because there's some hardcore shit. There's no tanks. There's no big names this week. You know, your big name is F.A. Ajagba. The next big name is Joe Cordina. And the next big name would be Yocasta Valle. That's it. That's the best of the best for this weekend, so. Last call for alcohol. Whoever wants to call in, feel free. Now is your opportunity. Tyrone is listening for whoever's going to make their picks.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
First super chat of the day. Shout out to Matt Bent. This said, Daily Dose of Tanquil. Romola gets the UD revenge. Pro box card was dope. All right. Salute. We going out to Demo. What up?
Yo.
What up, champ?
Shit, cool, man. I just called and I said that
where the ace at?
Maybe like 5 minutes ago. Let me go ahead and put in a couple picks real quick. I know Tyrone on here, so put me on the list right here. Ajagba. I don't know the dude that he's fighting, but I'm taking Ajagba. By knockout, obviously. Now, if he go the distance with this dude, I'm going to be mad. Cordina. I'm taking Cordina. Once again, I don't know. I haven't did too much research on his on-duty fighting yet. So I don't want to say knockout. I'm going to say decision. Let me see. Who else was on there? I got Valle. Of course, it's decision. Women don't really knock each other out like that. So I'm going to take her by decision. But I'm gonna place the parlay two different ways, money line and decisions, just and then with a jog bat to knock out, just to be on the sure side. Cause I did the same thing on what was it, Pro Box for the fight, yeah, and I hit cause I did all money line, so I just added the first guy that didn't even get the fight, so you know they pushed it through, got me a little bread, so I'm gonna send some ties in from that too. Anybody else on there?
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
In terms of fights?
Yeah.
You got Henry LeBron versus William Foster. LeBron is the dude that fought the other LeBron on Top Rank. And William Foster is the dude that beat the dude Shakur's fighting.
Yeah, that's going to be a good fight. I don't know.
LeBron also beat Andy Vences.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. I can't choose decision or not, but I'm going with LeBron. I got LeBron in that one.
Sure.
That's going to be a good fight, though. I ain't going to lie.
That is going to
be
good.
Man. Yeah, that's all of them, though. Shit, I'll call in probably on the next show. I know it's going to end pretty much after this.
You know.
But shout out, man. Hardcore shit, man. Word. Shout out C-Dub, man.
C-Dub ain't even on the line. Fake hardcore. Average boxer fan, what up? Yo, yo. No te escucho. No te escucho. Whoa, whoa. Yeah, there's a lot of good fights and tough picks this week, man. That's why everybody dark, because it ain't easy. That William Foster, LeBron fight, That's a tough pick, William Foster versus LeBron, for sure. All right, we got Average Boxing Fan. What's up?
Oh, bro. What up, Ness? How you doing, bro?
Chilling, chilling.
Yeah, I'm only going to make two picks. I'm taking FA and what I'm going to call the fight of the night, Saturday night, which is fucking Murataya and Azabache Torres. It's a possible knockout, bro. That Mexican kid is tough, and he can fucking bang. He was on the Munguia card when he fought Demetrius Ballard in Tijuana. Wasn't his best performance, but, you know, he pulled out the dub. You don't think fighting in Lake Tahoe is going to affect whoever is not coming in condition that good?
I mean,
I be watching basketball, bro, when they go play in Denver, a lot of these motherfuckers say that altitude shit is for real.
Yep. But that's why a lot of people train out here.
I'm gonna pick Murataya, bro. I'm gonna pick Murataya because I feel like he's a more skilled boxer. But if that ring IQ fades in that match, I can't see Murataya getting fucking KO'd as well, bro. So everybody has to tune in and watch that fight. I think it's the co-main for Ajagba, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good fight, bro. That's all I got. Ajagba and Murataya for Saturday night.
All right.
Have a good one, bro.
You too. Shout out. If you want to call in, make your prediction. Discord is available. Twitter Spaces available in the landline. You can call in 1-425-569-5241. Press 1-1. Time to voice your opinion. Looks like we got a super chat from Tyrone the Great, $2, he says, hardcore previews and predictions tonight with the looking emoji. You know it is, sir. You know this is some hardcore shit for real. Let's see. Where are we? We are going to... Alan.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, Ness?
How are you?
How you doing?
Straight.
Doing good, man. Hey. So I'm gonna keep it quick, man. Henry Mucho LeBron is from my hometown, Aguadilla, Puerto Rico. So I'm gonna be going for him for sure, you know. And I think he's gonna win this fight for sure, you know. He has very good boxing skill, and I like how he crushes other fighters, makes them uncomfortable. He hurts them, and out jabs them sometimes. So he's a very good fighter, and he knows this is his time to shine. And I did watch some Foster's last fight on Pro Box, and, you know, he's a very good fighter, and he has that win over the Los Santos, and I've been trying to find that on YouTube, and I can't really find that fight, so there's no footage of that, you know. But I know he has that win over the Los Santos, but it's going to be a pretty close fight, maybe, but I got the Puerto Rican dude for sure. And but like I said, yeah, Foster's last performance, I don't think it was too good, you know. He didn't put too much pressure when he needed to, you know. He just kept doing what he was doing from round one all the way to the end, and he didn't really push himself against a fighter that level, you know. So I think Henry LeBron got this, man. Shout out PBV, that's all I got.
All right. Hardcore shit, you already know, man. We got Alex.
Nah, we don't say that hardcore shit, because that's what the casuals be yelling. When you hardcore, you just go ahead and you do hardcore. You don't got to say it. What's going on, man?
Chilling.
I just want to shout out Pro Box card last night. I didn't mention it before, but Alberto Palmetto, man, he actually was training in my hometown, man, West Palm Beach at Palm Beach Boxing. So shout out to them. That was a good main card too. A good main event. Boca Chica, you could definitely see he has tools, but Palmetto just, I guess, was too rough and tough. In regards to the fights coming up Saturday, man, it's a lot. That Yocasta Valle versus Annabelle Ortiz. Ortiz has been there with some of the top girls. She just isn't good enough to get over the hill, and I expect the same here. So Yocasta Valle by decision. Another one I feel strongly about is Henley LeBron versus William Foster. It's a great fight. However, just watching them fight, I just think Foster's too smart, too sharp. So I think, I definitely want to be put down for Foster decision win. I want LeBron to win. I want to root for him, but I just think Foster is just, he's the better guy at what they do. Foster's just a little bit better at everything. But hey, if I get upset on that, I'll be happy. Another one I think strongly of is, I got Trevor Bryan over Cassius Chaney, man. I just don't believe Chaney. I checked him out. He's been trying to get in shape since August, but he's at some boxing place I never heard of. Maybe you have Rose City Boxing. You know that place?
Hell no. What city?
Exactly. Rose City to me is Portland. So I don't know. Like he's well traveled already, right?
Well traveled in terms of what? Like switching trainers? Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I don't know about all that. Trevor Bryan, I mean, he out here in South Florida. I mentioned to you earlier, I seen him sparring with David Adelaide and your boy, Big Baby, Miller. So I just think Bryan, I think his jab is going to be enough.
How long
for Chaney.
Because I seen him sparring too. He looks good in sparring, but then in the fight, like, I seen him. He sparred out here for the fight with Dubois. He was looking at. I called him kickstand. He got a funny leg, so I was calling him kickstand. And bro, he got knocked out, bro.
I mean, Dubois could punch though. Chaney, he probably could punch too, but Chaney's a little sloppier. A little later to the game.
Word.
Not as sharp, I think. And Trevor Bryan, he's all right. Some people like to shit on him because, he was a champion and all that, and people felt he wasn't deserved. But I really think his lead hand is really good. I really like how he uses his jab. He doesn't have the best of legs, but for heavyweight, you kind of figure out your little pockets, where to place your feet. And it's, if you have a good stick with any, stick takes you, a good jab takes you around the world. So definitely I want that there. And then the other fights, man, they're not that easy to call. I just had to go with Guzman over Ali. Just how that fight was going. Guzman was just so patient. Rahma Ali just seems that she's just susceptible to that left hook. She's still with Manny Robles. I was listening to the press conference, and she was saying she gave Manny Robles even more white hairs. So that's how I, confirmed she was still with him. Rahma Ali, she could box a bit, but I just think, she just stands too straight up. Doesn't stay on the phone enough, and Guzman is just going to go ahead and, remain patient. But I think it'll go to decision this time. Cause I agree with Guzman. I think Ramla is she's going to move more than ever. But I think, like I said, that flaw she has, it takes more than one camp. It's a quick turnaround. It'll take a lot more than one camp to get that fixed, or unless they just focus on that and just play defense the whole time. Ajogba Gadal, man. Woof. Man, everyone knows Ajogba got power, but it just seems as of late he's okay with just the one-one twos, remaining patient, and going to decision. So I don't feel strong about Ajogba winning, but not strong on the method. But I'll be put down decision. And I'm just a Raymond Morataya hater. I don't have a exact reason. I've noticed actually, when I feel like prospects get hyped so much, I develop a distaste, and it's not their fault. It's everybody else, right? But I feed into it. So I want to be put down for Diego Torres stoppage. He had this really nice stoppage on the Munguia Jimmy Kelly fight. it kind of went viral. He could punch. I see Murataya put down by right hands early against Galindo. I'm surprised he made it out of there. He did fight back. That was a great win for a young man's career. But I think he's a little too hyped up at this moment. I think he needs these type of fights to go ahead and start getting that hype. So I want to be put down for Diego Torres stoppage. Really put Murataya back to understanding that, you know, you got to work yourself up. That's why there's a way we handle prospects and develop them and, you know, match them up as so. But I'm really hoping it's a great fight. I think Murataya is the better fighter. It's just, I was watching that first couple rounds and I just saw, yeah, man, he just couldn't see those right hands. Diego Torres is fast and powerful enough to do what Galindo did over and over. They were scheduled to fight a Navarrete Valdez in the week of the fight, three days before Danny has a hand injury. Why? I don't know. Could have really happened, but you know how it goes, man. There might have been an issue there, a little flaw maybe they just didn't feel comfortable with. Lastly, I definitely got Cordino over Edward Vasquez, but I think Vasquez is going to last. I think he's tough enough. I think he's smart enough. And I think Cordino, man, he's someone that has to be motivated. And I just, I listened to him. He was saying he's doing this for his kids and all that. That's cool. Cordino, you know, he does have power, but he's, bro, did you know more than half his fights have been about at 135? Even he's had a run at 130, but yeah, 17 fights. I think 8 or 9 of them have been at 135 pounds. And this is 130, you know, he's defending his 130 belt.
Tyrone in the chat said, Alex, what you be calling in on? You sound like you in the studio.
Oh, yeah, man. Mic on sale, bro. I don't know what else to tell. It's me, bro. I make the mic. I make it sound like 2,000.
Is it a mic or is it a headset?
It's a mic. I have a headset, too. That sounds
no,
well.
No. It sounds like a mic and not like a headset.
But, yeah, man. Cordina, definitely think he wins. I think, you know, he has the power to knock Vasquez out. Vasquez is a career 126-pounder. But, like, if I watched a fight Vasquez had a couple of months ago. It was a lower-level guy. But, man, he is so good at finding where he wants to go. Like, he doesn't waste anything with his footwork. And I think if he's able to stay within Cordina's big right hand and work his way through the jab, definitely expect him to make it all the way. That's basically... Oh, keep an eye out on that kid, Noel McKayan, whatever, the one fighting Makabu. He fought against Breedis, and a lot of people felt like he won. He's actually pretty good. I watched him. He can fight. He can box. The thing is, an activity, bro. Like, it makes it hard to go ahead and just say, oh, you know, he's definitely going to beat Makabu, because at least Makabu's been fighting. But, yeah, I don't think that's something people got to look at before they want to go ahead and make a decision on how they feel that the fight's going to go. Hey, man, that's all I got for you, bro.
All right, champ. We got you down for show. We got Cliff in Connecticut. What up?
What's up? Yo, yeah. Y'all gotta stop fucking dividing the fucking casual, shitting on the casual. Niggas be scared to call in and they wanna act like a hardcore when they really a casual because they feel disrespected. But dude that you was just talking to, he sound like a real hardcore. Like, I appreciate his call because he made me feel like Foster's going to beat LeBron. And I didn't really know, you know, who to go with on that fight. So I'm going to fuck with him. But I'm going to listen to what Ness say too tomorrow. But I liked what he said. So I appreciate his call. He was you gave him extra time too because he was actually, you know, vibing with you. He was on that level that you respected. But, like you said, it's a hardcore show. So I really can't offer much to the conversation, but I did want to suggest something to you.
What's that?
Because you know how nasty you is, and you always picking underdogs here and there, and you was bigging yourself up earlier. And I've been on the best show for a minute. You definitely be helping the Barrios, the Big Bang. There's even more. That's just something that come to mind that really put money in my pocket. I think that what you should do, or I'll suggest that you maybe think about, is you said the other day that you're cheap and you'll make a long parlay for a little bit of money. And then you're you admire people.
Because the long parlay, you could put a little bit of money and make a lot of money.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. And you was like, you admire people, or you was like, you wish you had the balls of someone who would just put like a lot of money on like one or two.
For instance, yesterday, if I would have better balls, I would have put $200-$300 on Palmetto. And bro, $300 would have made me $750 plus my $300 back. That was for sure. But I bet 25 on him, but I don't got the balls to bet what y'all bet. But look, like what? That's like I'm not good at percentages, but I usually bet $2. I bet 25 on him. So y'all should have known I was serious about that shit.
That was some hardcore shit. I ain't know none of them niggas on Pro Box, and I missed out. Like, so I didn't even bet or tune in to the fight. Like, that's why I'm still casual. But the point that I was trying to make is, since you be going sick like that, and you make a lot of tickets with a lot of different legs on them, you should make like a special ticket for the big spenders, like you are high roller ticket or something. With
I tell you my strong recommend. I don't want to. I don't want to do a strong recommend parlay, because parlays, you know what I'm saying. Like, I can never recommend you to do a big bet on a parlay, because that's just, it's too much risk. But I could recommend one guy.
I got you. It could get dangerous. I feel you.
Nah, it could get dangerous. Hating you. Exactly, bro. They lost their mortgage. You want to blame it on me? No, sir.
Nah, it ain't your fault, but it will really fucking help, because you'll have five tickets with a lot of different shit. And I don't know what tickets to dupe. Like, I start remixing your shit now. I'll just take my favorite shit off your shit and make my own little ticket, and I might copy a few of them. But it'd just be dope if you were able to just put one ticket together and, like, yeah, look, this one ticket, if I was good to bet $50 or $100, it would be on this. But I understand if you don't want to really, you know what I mean? But gambling is definitely a slippery slope. But
for real.
That's really was my suggestion. That's it, champ. You know what I mean? I'll be here in the morning to rock out like we always do.
You got it, man.
All right.
Appreciate you. That was Cliff. Let's see what we got. Nike Hendricks, talk to me.
Shouts out Ness, shouts out Danny, shouts out the Boz and Royce whole team, man. I'm like the last caller, Ness, you know what I mean, man? I ain't really the super hardcore or hardcore, but I know a few names. Which Ortiz is that, though? Is that Victor Ortiz or not?
Say what you mean, Ortiz?
Val Ortiz. Okay, I see. Okay, I thought it was Val versus Ortiz. It's Val Ortiz. Okay, but yeah, it's a nice card though. I know about Ajagba.
Close your door, champ. Close your door. Killing us right crazy. Now.
That's my damn seatbelt, man. My bad, but I heard of Ajagba and Cordina, so you know, ain't too far in the dark. But hey, I just wanted to give my blessings, man. Keep this good work up. I'm gonna stay tuning in and get my knowledge on this boxing, man.
Appreciate you. We got Boxing Fan 90. Yeah. Boxing Fan 90. Check, 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 check. Damn, bro. Shit. So that's crazy, man. Jump out, jump back in, boxing fan. There you go. I'm still shocked about this Antonio Meireles fight. Fucking hell. Skyler, I didn't even see him train, bro. I don't know where he was training. Everybody's training at the UFC fucking gym now. What up, champ?
What up, Ness? Yo, Ness, man, I appreciate you on that pick yesterday, bro. Palmetto, I'm still pissed off on that Leo stoppage, bro. That was some bullshit from the ref, bro.
Fuck yeah, bro. They be cheating us, man.
Yeah, man, they fucked us over, bro, on that one. But, man, listen, to everyone listening, man, trust me when I tell you guys, jump on the betting show, man. Ness be making us some money, bro. He ain't capping. It ain't no bullshit. I was like, man, if you skeptical, because I really don't bet like that, but, man, they break it down. They go through it, man. Trust me, guys. Do yourself a favor and join and make that money on the side, man. That's some real shit. And appreciate you and Danny for that, man.
Appreciate but, you, man.
But, man, real quick, Ness, my picks for this weekend, man, I got FA winning. I got Cordina. Shit, I got Foster by decision, bro. Tito's fighting on this card, too, as well, right?
Not Mercado.
No, not Mercado?
Nah.
Oh, not on this one. Oh, my bad, bro. Fuck, bro. I don't know about Rama Ali getting that. I don't think she's going to win this one again, bro.
Well, she lost the last one, brother. Very
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, she lost the last one. I think she's going to get stopped again, bro.
Yeah, I've been so wrong. I wish, now I got to do the research and check out what's the percentage, but typically, you're supposed to win the rematch if you lost, like AJ. But, fuck, Wilder didn't do it. Then AJ didn't do it versus Usyk. It's a couple of people this year alone that didn't win their rematch, man.
Yeah, no, but that I seen that fight, bro, live, too. Man, that girl, she got fucking power, bro.
A lot of it.
I think she's going to fuck. I think Ali's going to box her, but once she get caught, bro, I think that's it, man. But
Ali took those shots very well in the beginning, bro. Even the knockout, I don't know where the fuck it came from, bro. That shit was was a one bang left hook out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's how she kept on getting her, bro. That hook with that fucking hook.
But that's why I'm saying it's out of nowhere because she was taking that left hook.
Yeah, I think she stops her again, bro. If I'm gonna bet, I think I'm gonna bet on the stoppage again, bro, on that one. But that's my call, Ness.
All right, brother. Appreciate you, man. Thanks for calling in. Damn. Yeah. So we did 1 hour. Hardcore shit, man. So sad. Marvelous says, I got a Jagba Murataya, Brandon Moore, William Foster, Yocasta Valle, Jolisa Guzman, and Joe Cordina. Salute, champ. Last call for alcohol, which means this is your last time to get on the show if you want to make your preview and prediction. Now is the time. If you haven't checked out our YouTube channel, don't forget we're more than just a podcast. I have plenty of interviews every day after the show. I'm hitting the gym myself as well as Danny, and I'm getting interviews. I interviewed the lead sparring partner for Robinson Canseau. It's not Canseau either. It's Conceição or some shit like that. I don't know. He gives you the pronunciation. That interview, let's see, is it out? I don't know that it's out yet, but it would be out or should be out here soon enough with Robinson Conceição. And Danny's translating. He does a great job, obviously. Then I also interviewed his sparring partner, Shamal Canal, who was actually with DHP. And, I got footage of Liam Paro. Remember, he's fighting Montana Love. And Danny's got an interview with him, but I don't know where it's at. I don't know. You'll get it whenever you upload it. I also got footage of Zaquin Moses, who was in town. So just keep checking the channel every day. We're uploading something new. Check out the interview with Troy Eisley. Remember, he's got that big fight with Vladimir Hernandez. That interview was out. Kermell Moten footage is also out. Check us out. Till the next one, looks like we got a Cash App. Looks like we got Demo that says, I have Ali by decision. She's in my Pro Box parlay. Oh, damn, you added her. He went long parlay. I hear you, player. I hear you. All right, then. We are out. Let me double-check Discord. Yep, we're done. To the next one. Peace.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.